This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Is the city of San Antonio starting to backpedal on bike lanes? Tomorrow, the city council will vote on a plan that could remove added bike lanes to a section of South Florida Street. The vote comes after many area residents protested the lanes and said they were bad for traffic flow. Do you think the city has gotten too aggressive with putting in bike lanes? Or is the city caving in to a small but vocal anti-biking group? Call in with your comments to numbers 210-614-8980, 614-8980. You can also email us at thesource@tpr.org. And joining us in the studio to discuss the issue, Gloria Mora. She is with COPS Metro Alliance, and she is in favor of doing something about the bike lanes, having them removed or diverted. Also with us is Rafael Mancilla. He's a bicyclist who lives on South Florida, and he commutes every day on that area, and those bike lanes have been a big help to him. Welcome to The Source, both of y'all.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
So, Gloria, tell us what about the bike lanes that you don't like. What do you want to see happen?
Well, it's not that we don't like. We're not against bicycles. We're not against the bicycle lanes. We want to make that perfectly clear, that we're not against them. But South Flores is not a street that is conducive to having bike lanes and revert back to two lanes from instead of the four lanes that it was originally. Because especially, number one is the safety. It's a safety issue, not only for the residents, for the children that are in the public schools there all throughout that street, but also for the bicyclists, because there's too much traffic. And some of the cars are going around, say, a via bus that's holding up traffic. Instead of waiting for the bus to load or unload, they go around the left-hand side into the turn lane. And so that causes a risk for people that are walking or walking across. People that are the parents that are dropping off their children in those elementary schools. We have St. Leo School, we have Morrill Elementary, we have Wright Elementary. Then further up, further south, is the Harlandale High School and Harlandale Middle School children that walk towards the South Flores area. So that street is not conducive to having the bike lanes. The alternate route that we had proposed and was voiced in the town meetings that our councilwoman has held in our community, the best alternate route it would be to divert through Theo Malone towards Proband to Conception Park.
And that would go down Mission.
Right, and it connects to Mission Road. The bicycle lanes are already there. They already are. That's a good place, and there's a bicyclist that go there all the time.
Okay.
Let me
bring Rafael into the conversation. Rafael, so you are a bicyclist. You use that road on South Florida's every day. So can you kind of talk about your experience? Do you feel like that portrait of that this street is not adequate for biking? Is that correct?
Personally, I think that the bike lanes make the street a lot safer. I'm experienced enough to feel comfortable, like myself, riding on South Florida's in traffic. I think that it definitely helps people who would want to start commuting feel safer in, you know, getting on their bicycles and getting on the road and starting to use that alternate mode of transportation, the bicycle.
But so you used to use South Florida's before mm-hmm. it had bike lanes.
Yes.
You were telling me before we went on the air. Tell me about that experience and then how it switched over suddenly.
The traffic was always really fast. Sometimes there are sections that weren't striped as double lanes. There were areas where the road was just open and you could fit two cars, so cars would speed past each other. I'd have to constantly spend a lot of my time looking over my shoulder to make sure that I wasn't swerving into traffic or swerving into an oncoming vehicle. I don't do that as much now.
So you were saying that in the morning you went to work and there were no bike lanes.
Oh, okay. Yes, that period.
And then you came home, and boom, they were there.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that transformation like?
It was like night and day. Traffic was very calm. In the morning, it was like rush hour traffic, people just zooming by. And in the afternoon, coming back through the neighborhood, it was quiet. It was there wasn't as much traffic. Any traffic that was passing by really slow. Or not really slow, but I mean, it was slower, definitely.
And you felt safer?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So Gloria Mora from Cops Metro, you're saying that this is a safety issue. So are you aware of any city's traffic studies that have been done about safety since the bike lanes have been
put in? Well, there have been many accidents already because, like I said, the vehicles go into the middle lane, to their turning lane, going around the buses, and that causes a lot of accidents. We've had
But the city has done studies.
Yes, well, we have the police reports. That's what we obtained, in police reports of the actual accidents that happened, and what types there were. 111, and within the period that we've had these lanes done, 111 vehicle accidents. We've had 4 person accidents, 1 fatality. So far, that's as of a couple of months back.
And that's an increase from where it used to be like.
Right, that has been an increase. But basically what happened is that the city of San Antonio instituted that master plan on having bicycle lanes, and that's fine and good. However, they did not have a community input. They never came to our community and told us, give us our input. We're the ones that live in that community. They don't. We know our neighborhood much better than anybody else. And we know the consequences. Now, I don't know what time this gentleman has gone through there, but I tell you that in the mornings when parents are dropping off their children at their schools, it's a nightmare. In the afternoon, when they're going to pick them up, that's a nightmare. And so that's where the issue is here. But mainly, too, not only just safety, but the fact that they did not come and consult with the community. We woke up one morning, and there they were, the bicycle lanes, without coming to see what would the consequences be, or how would that affect our community. They never did that. So now they're coming to us and saying, we're complaining about the fact that nobody told us. They shoved it down our throats.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So we're going to continue the conversation. We're going to get to our phone calls. The number, if you want to join the conversation, 210-614-8980, 614-8980. You can also email us your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. We're talking about a vote that the city council is going to be taking tomorrow that would take out the bike lanes for the South Florida Street. Also, it would make it more difficult for people to park in bike lanes around the city of San Antonio. They could make that a ticketed offense, and you can call in to weigh in on that as well. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Coming up in the next half hour, we're going to be talking about people who are bringing their firearms openly into area restaurants and what kind of kerfuffle that is stirring up. But right now, we're talking about bike lanes in San Antonio. Tomorrow, the city council is going to vote on whether or not to pull out the bike lanes that are in South Flores. It would cost the city $700,000 to remove those bike lanes. It was just about a year ago that they put them in at the cost of $1 million. So the question is the city backpedaling on bike lanes? With us in the studio to talk about this, we've got Gloria Mora. She's from Cops Metro Alliance, and she wants something done about those bike lanes. She wants them moved to another street. Rafael Mancia, he is a bicyclist. He lives on South Florida. He commutes by bike every day up and down that street. Our phone lines are open if you want to join the conversation. The number is 210-614-8980. Let's get some of these callers on the air. John has called in. John, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Hey, John, you there? And we're going to move on. Jesse, welcome to The Source. You there?
Okay, thank you for taking my call. This is a very, very important subject, especially here in San Antonio. You know, I think one of the biggest problems that we have with bicycles, you know, and I'm all for bicycles, but, you know, everybody knows it's very frustrating for bicycles to get out when there's no bike lane, that they get out in the middle of the street and impede traffic. You know, bicycles are a vehicle. You know, they're just as dangerous as a car. If it's used wrong, they could hit somebody and kill somebody. If they're going fast, they should have a driver's license just like any other vehicle on the road. I think it's a very good thing people ride bikes and you know, for energy, you know, conservation and everything, but it's healthy. But they should have a driver's license. They don't. Most bicyclists do not mind the law. They go through stop signs, red lights. They go in between cars. You know, and it's not fair that we have to pay, you know, for licenses and they don't. So, you know, that's my spiel on it. I don't think that we should be putting any money into bike lanes until we start adjusting our thoughts and what's important to safety of people on the road.
Okay, Jesse, we've got it. Appreciate your call. Good points. So, Rafael, let me ask you about obeying the rules of the road as if you were a car. I mean, do you do that? Do you think other bicyclists do that?
Yeah, I do. I do obey those laws. I know that there are plenty of other cyclists out there. Sometimes it's a younger group that does ride around a little recklessly. And I understand where this gentleman's coming from. And I think I think a good thing to that needs to be done is education, awareness, and I think it's got to start. I mean, it's got to start at some point, and now is a good time as any to start that type of education and awareness, whether it's in schools, whether it's at the state level with Texas driver's license.
Because that would take legislation to achieve.
Yeah, but you know, there has to be. I mean, we got to start somewhere. And I think there are the communities around the world that do a great job at integrating these modes of transportation with regular vehicles, and it starts with education and awareness.
Why do you ride a bike?
Physical fitness. I enjoy the outdoors.
Year round?
Yeah.
How long's your commute?
Normally about 20 minutes, 20, 25 minutes, depending on traffic. Yeah, but I've been riding my bike constantly over the last just over a year.
And what made you, did you park your car and started?
I parked it, yeah.
And what made you make that decision?
Just trying to save money on gas. I was living in the downtown area. I mean, I didn't, at the time I wasn't working more than 2 miles away from work. So I could drive and pay for parking. I could pay for gas, or I could ride the bus. I started riding the bus, you know, just down the street. And then I was like, you know what? I could just ride my bike. Let me just ride my bike. You know, it's like I'm 2 miles from work.
It works for you.
You know, and it worked for me. And after that, I got another job. It was a little further away, and I thought, well, I can ride 2 miles. I can ride three, you know. And it's not a big deal, you know. I got used to it. But you know, it started somewhere. It started with getting on my bike and just riding, you know, two miles to work.
All right, let's get another caller on the line. Connie is called in. Connie, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I was calling from New Braunfels, Texas. I live and work here. And you kind of answered my question, because my concern is I don't think bicyclers understand that they have to follow the rules of the road. As I was calling you, I nearly hit a man who did not stop at a stop sign. He ran right past it. And that just really worries me. Sometimes they'll jump up on the sidewalk and they'll jump back down in the street. And I think, don't they have to follow rules of the road? And it's really scary for me. I have a guy in my neighborhood that absolutely will never stop at a stop sign. And it's, you know, this was downtown New Braunfels, and we're a little community.
Right.
You answered my question pretty much, that it's, I don't know where the education starts, but it must start.
All right. Well, Connie, appreciate you calling in and letting us know what you think about that. So let me ask you, Gloria, though, when you see bicyclists, I mean, is that what you're experiencing also, that they're not following the rules of the road?
Right. You see a lot of the bicyclists riding on South Flores, and they're on the sidewalk.
Well, you can't be on the sidewalk, right? You're supposed to be on the street.
Well,
the sidewalks for walkers.
They are. They're afraid to go out on the street because there's so much traffic.
Well, that's why they're bike lanes.
Well, they're bike lanes, but they have their back to the traffic, and I'm sure they're scared. They're going on the sidewalk.
Well, that's just the thing is, when you're a bike, it seems like when you get hit by a car and you're on a bike, you're the guy that pays the
exactly.
bigger penalty. I don't care
right.
how nice of a car you're driving.
That's right.
It's your only body. So it's a pretty high penalty if you're not following the rules of the road. You're putting yourself in jeopardy.
Exactly.
All right, let's get more callers in on this. Gene is called in. Gene, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good.
One of the issues that I see is, I don't know if anyone ever checked volume of bikes that go up and down the street. I rarely see, bikes. I mean, I see some, but, you know, it's very few. And the other thing, too, is this guy that's on said that he doesn't see traffic, but in the morning and the afternoon, sometimes the traffic's backed up from South Cross all the way to La Fiesta, and then the other way, sometimes it's backed up from Military Drive almost to, there's a restaurant called Bobby's there that it's backed up to. And, you know, to change traffic patterns for a few people, I have nothing against bike riding, but that's not that plan. In fact, the individual from COPS, he said that there was no community input. I agree with that.
Okay, Gene, I appreciate you calling in and giving us that information. That's good stuff. So he's saying, really, he's painting a pretty good picture there. I wasn't aware. Apparently, it's really backing up traffic really
yes.
bad. Is that have you noticed that, Rafael, that the traffic has backed up quite a bit?
I haven't seen that. No.
Okay.
I can't say that I have.
Do you go during a rush hour at all?
I do. Anywhere from 6 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock, I'm out there. That's not what I see. I see traffic moving along.
Okay. Well, I guess it's just...
I don't know where he is.
All right.
It's
so, but that's interesting. But the thing is, though, the city did pay to put those lanes in. They're going to pay to take them out. That money, that $700,000 to take out the bike lanes, that's coming out of the bike lane budget to remove them.
No, it's not.
It's okay.
No, it's not. Monies have been found that are not from the budget and not from the bike lanes.
Okay, that's new.
Pot.
Okay.
It's monies that have been left over from different projects throughout several years. So it's not going to be done out of the budget or bicycle lanes.
All right, let's get another caller in on this. John. John, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm an avid biker, and I bike all over town. The biggest problem I see is you've got people, much like many of the callers, that want to complain about the bicycle made by the laws themselves. You had one caller call in and said she was on the phone, almost hit a biker. Wonder why? You're on the phone.
And so you're saying, tell me your point again, John.
My point is that the people in the cars really should learn the laws about what bicyclists are allowed to do. We're still allowed to be on the road, whether you like it or not. And the fact that you guys are on your cell phones and playing around and you're breaking the law going around school buses or going around via buses in order to get through traffic, you guys are breaking the law too. So where are you entitled to throw stones like that?
All right, John, appreciate you calling in. He has definitely he's got a point of view there. I'm going to get another caller in here. Bill, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thanks for letting me chime in here. One thing I see here is two very irksome problems, and there are two sides of the issue. One is that when something like this is initiated in the city of San Antonio. In the city of San Antonio, in order to develop a value proposition for staying and living downtown and doing business downtown, other forms of transportation, such as bikes, are very much needed and necessary. They're very useful. They have been useful in many cities. And the problem is that it doesn't seem like either on the council side or on the people who are opposing the bike lanes, that a true study has indicated whether or not it was, number one, planning was good in placing the bike lanes on South Flores, or two, whether or not it actually does anything more than cause an adaptation of drivers on the roadway to run in conjunction with bikers. And I'll take the answer off the air.
Okay, so Bill, you want a definitive answer about the traffic flow and what would have been best for the most people. And so, Gloria, was that ever established?
Apparently not.
Okay. And what about this community meeting stuff? The community, there wasn't community buy-in, and that y'all just showed up, woke up one day, and you say there were the bike lanes, and since then you've been having to deal with it. I know the city had a meeting about it, but they had sort of a city-wide meeting. They didn't have community meetings about these things.
Right. They did not have the meeting in our community. They had perhaps in another part of town.
But that didn't work for you.
It did not. No.
Okay, another caller, Johnny, has called in. Johnny, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
I'm kind of in agreement with what the gentleman had called earlier. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
In reference to bicyclists having a driver's license just like anybody else, there's a gentleman that lives next door to me. He's 59 years old. He's never had a car before. He's never had a driver's license. And he comes up and down that road like he owns it with a bicycle. He doesn't mind any of the traffic laws. And, you know, what about kids?
Right.
What about kids? They drive their bikes and they run into a car. They don't have insurance.
Right.
They don't have signals.
Okay, Johnny, we're running out of time. I get your point that you want people to have licenses. There should be some liability for everyone who is on the road. Thank you for calling in with that. We've been talking about South Florida Street and these bike lanes. Tomorrow, the city council votes on bike lanes, whether to remove them from that area. Also talking about whether or not to make parking in a bike lane a violation. And I want to thank both our guests, Gloria Mora from COPS Metro Alliance and Rafael Mancia. He is a bicyclist who lives on South Flores. This is The Source on KSTX.